Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to you. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. Consider yourselves lucky. I've been here for the past 2 hours because I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Much love to all my folks holding it down on the West Coast. Everybody from San Diego to Portland to Seattle to Vancouver. Everybody out in Idaho. Yeah, Idaho, Utah. I don't know who the whole Idaho is. Utah, Denver, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Everybody in the Dakotas, I appreciate you. I'm going to stop there. I don't need to go all over the United States of America. But you can listen everywhere in America on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you want to talk to me, it's very simple. You can identify and find me at JR Sport Brief on social media. You can also call me up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Eric Bieniemy. The NBA is back after giving us that crap All-Star game, that crap All-Star weekend. We got legitimate basketball games back in action tonight. And then as we continue on and I pick up the phone lines, I do want to talk to you about some of the commentary and some of the messages that have been sent, unfortunately, surrounding an Alabama basketball player who is a witness. Yes, a witness in a murder of a young lady. This man's name is Brandon Miller. There's a lot to do. Also, I need to touch on this as well. There are quite a few people who aren't happy with the Kansas City Chiefs and their drinking habits last week. There's some fans who find them to be embarrassing. There are some fans who have found the Kansas City Chiefs to be a little too drunk or intoxicated in public. We'll talk about it. We got a lot to do. We got a lot of phone callers on the line right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's not waste any time. Sandra, she's calling up from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Sandra?
Oh, not much, just at work, and it is Sandra, but thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to touch on the Brandon Miller thing, and I'm going to take a different approach and a different opinion on it. And I've read a lot of the stories that had the text messages and whatnot, and I'm not going to use the slang, but if you and I are good buddies, best friends, or whatever, and you message me, hey, bring my gun, crap just got real, I know that gun's in the car, and there's a good chance you're probably going to use it when I get there. And him to say he didn't see it, you may not have opened it, but everybody looks at those notifications when they pop up on the phone. I'm just not buying this whole story that he didn't know.
Okay. Well, time will certainly tell. We don't know for sure. That's valid what you say. There's no hardcore reason to speculate. We'll find out soon enough. Let's keep it moving. Marcus is calling from Columbia. You're on the JR Sport Brief show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to take a different perspective. I think the kids should be playing. You can't control what somebody else going to do. And another thing, I say the kids should be playing because the kids are just a freshman. Basketball may be a form of therapy. This is a tragic event. You're talking about sitting kid because of a stupid, hideous mistake that his teammate did. You know, from a psychological standpoint, that could be very detrimental to him. And basketball is a therapeutic to some people. So you can't just sit the kid because of some crazy mistake that somebody else did. I mean, he gave all the facts. He cooperated with the law enforcement. You can't punish the kid for that.
Okay.
You can't just say, hey, No, you. I mean, you got to look at it from a different standpoint.
Okay.
This
Thank
can be
you,
so
Marcus.
Damaging to him psychologically. You know,
oh, well, I,
he
I
could
think
possibly check out.
Oh, thank
so
you,
you,
Marcus.
You can't just do that. So.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate you. Yeah, you can. It's basketball. Yeah, it can be therapeutic. You know what can be therapeutic? Sitting down and filling out a coloring book. It's basketball. There are certain things that are bigger than basketball. It's not so much a punishment, but it's an acknowledgement of that there's a very serious situation going on where someone lost their life. And whether or not he did this or did that, he was involved to a certain degree. Ain't nothing wrong with sitting him out. If that's going to damage his damn life, then man, then find something else to do. Maybe fill out a coloring book. Axel is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Mr. JR, how are you, sir?
I'm okay. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I was trying to write down some bullet points here because I'm getting incensed. It's bothering me, this whole thing, but I'm going to try to keep it cool, man.
Please.
Because there ain't the dude with now with the therapy. This is three people in a row that have lit a fuse with me. The lady that called earlier. Okay, this is not about me against your other callers, so I'll just cool it there. But come on, man, that you guys led up into the prior segment with a song from like the 70s or 80s. It's called Cold as Ice. How appropriate, man. That's what I think about those people that have that view. Now, witness, he's being called a witness. He, from what I understand, Mr. JR, he's not a witness like, whoa, I just saw that accident happen. No, he was a participating witness. He's still culpable. I have a handgun. I give it to a buddy of mine, and a buddy of mine gives it to somebody else that uses it in a not, you know, takes somebody's life. Now, who does that and then gets public support? Only people that are calling into your show saying that, because that is just, it's sick. I mean, it's absolutely sick. Now, you got the, if I could, sir, if I ain't taking too much of your time, man.
Well, I mean, if you got to think that hard about what you're going to say, maybe you
shouldn't
say.
No, I have so much stuff. I want to narrow it down.
We don't have that much time.
Would you be able to tell that child, hey, little fella, yeah, you know, it'll be okay. We really needed that win, though. You know what I'm saying? How cold? How right. cold can you
okay.
be?
Well, thank
you. You know what I'm
Axel.
Saying?
Hey, Axel, I think we got it. Thank you for calling from Michigan. Hey, look, it doesn't matter to me what level of witness he is or is not. I just don't think it's that big of a deal to say, hey, man, sit this one out. That's it. That's not that tough. What is he losing? Nobody's saying, man, you did this, you did this, you did this. Sit your ass down. No. This is a very serious matter, and to limit distractions and to have respect for the family that lost their folks, let's just chill. That ain't too much to ask. It's not. Greg is calling from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I got a question for you. They knew the day after that this guy was involved.
Who is they?
The police or the law enforcement.
Okay, I'm not so sure. Why? But continue.
It's been 3 or 4 weeks since this incident happened. Am I correct?
Yeah, this took place, yes, in January, yes.
Okay. Well, his teammate was charged on the spot. Okay. Why have they set him out before? Everybody wants to sit him out last night. Why would they not sit him out before last night?
Well, as
if they sit him out last night against South Carolina, and I'm a Gamecock. Well, we're the worst team in the SEC.
I'm trying to answer you.
Okay.
Yes. As far as I know, the testimony from the detective as it relates to Brandon Miller was just released. And that's why I think the timeline aligns. Am I for sure, 1,000,000% certain on that? No, but that is my understanding.
Okay. I don't know one thing about this kit. One thing.
All right. And Go ahead.
Has anybody checked his background?
Greg, hold on a second. If I may ask, what the hell you been doing tonight? What you doing right now?
I'm sitting in my driveway.
What were you doing before you were sitting in your driveway?
I was at a baseball game.
What were you doing at the baseball game?
Watching my nephew pitch.
Okay. And that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
My question
continue
to
on.
You
Go ahead,
is,
right? Yeah.
My question to you is.
All right.
If he sat out last night, did not go to the game last night.
Okay.
But if he sat out last night.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
When will it eat?
Well, Greg, well, let me get to the point. Greg, did you have something to drink tonight?
That's what he's really asking.
Yeah.
You did?
Yes, sir, I did.
It sounds like it. Thank you, Greg, for calling from South Carolina. Come on, damn it. I went to a baseball game. That's all you did? Yeah, that's all I did. What'd you do? I watched my nephew. Shep, was it his nephew or his cousin? Nephew, right?
It was his nephew, but I know this is very good for you, JR, and warms your heart. He was not drinking and driving. He was drinking.
Oh, God bless
sitting.
Him. He was in his driveway.
He was drinking and sitting in his car and not driving.
Well, damn it. It took him a while to get there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Come on, man. Let's even it out, brother. Come on. You drove from a baseball game. It didn't sound like he had one beer. It sounded like he had maybe two beers. Or maybe three. Maybe four. I don't know. Maybe he was on that Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. I want to know how his nephew pitched tonight. Was his nephew good? Was his nephew bad? I don't know. He probably doesn't know. Hey, please, keep folks safe on the road, okay? Yeah, keep them safe on the road just a little bit, please. Please. There were actually fans in Kansas City last week that sent notes to the Kansas City Star saying, "It is an embarrassment that our Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl champions, they just won the Super Bowl, that they were getting drunk at the parade. That we had Kansas City Chiefs, that you had Patrick Mahomes pouring beer off the top of the double-decker bus, off the side of it, into the mouth of, Travis Kelce. I believe it was Jalen Watson. There's a whole video of him drinking a bottle of Hennessy, a whole bottle of Hennessy. I'm sure somebody helped him out, because if he drank that whole bottle, man, he'd be in ICU. He was drinking a bottle of Hennessy, and even in the video, he drank a whole lot. He posted it himself on social media, and then also posted himself being wheeled out of God knows where in a wheelchair because he had too much Hennessy. Be careful with what you drink. And look, folks, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm an angel, that I'm a saint, that I, like most people, have never had too much to drink. I'm not going to say that. But when does this become a problem? I feel like over the past few celebrations in every sport, regardless of what it is, we had Tom Brady. Oh, it's Tom Brady. It ain't no big deal. It's just Tom Brady. Tom Brady almost threw the Vince Lombardi trophy into the literal Bay of Tampa. Like, damn. Could you imagine if Cameron Brait threw the damn Vince Lombardi trophy into the bottom of the bay? We would never hear the end of it. Cameron Brait would have no job. But it's Tom Brady, and it was caught. so it's okay. Tom Brady was drunk off his ass when the Bucks won the championship, and good for him, he should celebrate. Patrick Mahomes last week, Patrick Mahomes was having a good old time at the parade for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's pouring beers for Kelsey. He's pouring beers for teammates. This man, Patrick Mahomes, came out the restroom. He got a standing ovation. Well, everybody was standing, but he got a round of applause just for walking out of a porta potty. Yeah, that's our quarterback. He takes a pee just like us. Clap, clap, clap. Thank God he went inside the porta potty and not on the side of it. Klay Thompson ran clear the hell over a spectator. Klay Thompson is 6'7". Yeah, you might look at that as a basketball player. Oh, he's playing basketball. Yeah, when you see Klay Thompson on the street, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh my God, that's a big mother. You know what? He ran over a small woman, small as in 5'0", 6'7" over 5'0". That's a lot. He cleared her out. What if this lady hit her damn head on the curb? My God. I remember years ago, J.R. Smith, the Cleveland Cavaliers finally won a championship. Thank you, LeBron. Thank you, Kyrie. There's still jokes all these years later about J.R. Smith. Man, put a shirt on. Barack Obama saw J.R. Smith at the White House and marveled at the fact that, damn, this guy finally put a shirt on? He walk around with a bottle of Hennessy? And look, folks, I got no problem with nobody drinking. I like to have a drink from time to time. Maybe a couple of them, more than a couple of them. But the fact is, it's getting kind of funky with these celebrations. And I'm sure Patrick Mahomes is not leaving the championship parade and getting in his vehicle. He's not driving homeward to the club. I'm sure J.R. Smith is not taking his bottle of Hennessy, which he doesn't like. He doesn't like Hennessy. I know he doesn't. He's not taking his drinks and driving home after the parade. But there has to come a point in time when Tom Brady is getting ready to throw the trophy, the Vince Lombardi trophy, into the bottom of the bay. When Klay Thompson is running over fans. When Jalen Watson is being wheelchaired out of the parade. That we gotta relax on the booze. This is not a good look for anybody. Are you going to tell me that every member of the roster, every teammate is getting a ride home? Are you going to tell me that every single player participating in these parades, these celebrations for championships, you going to tell me that every single one of them is just getting in an Uber? What are we waiting for? The disaster story? Where XYZ had too much to drink at the parade and now he did XYZ and it's a disaster? Let's pump the brakes. I'm not trying to be the bad guy here. Like I said, I like to sit down and have a drink. But damn, when Patrick Mahomes is pouring a drink over the side of a bus, when Klay Thompson is running somebody clear the hell over, when Jalen Watson is on camera celebrating himself, drinking a bottle of Hennessy and finding honor in being wheeled out of a situation, man, that ain't cool. Save that for your friends, bro. We don't need to see that on social media. I should be the last person to be the moral police. I'm kind of out there. But I mean, damn. Certain things should not be celebrated. Being drunk in public, potentially putting other people at harm, especially if you get behind the wheel of a vehicle, is not something to be celebrated. And I'm not drawing it too far. What are we waiting on? One person? One teammate out of 53 to get behind the wheel? Are we waiting on one out of 12 or 15 from an NBA team to get behind the wheel? What are we doing? Let's chill out. I would not be surprised if over the next few years and celebrations, if they start to restrict the amount of alcohol or the ability to consume alcohol on a parade route. You should celebrate. You won a championship. You've been busting your ass for 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, 12 months, your whole life to win a championship and have a parade. Couldn't imagine a feeling. Do you gotta be a whole drunk about it? Let's chill. There are plenty of people listening to me right now who have dealt with these issues, who have dealt with alcoholism, who knows what it feels like, who are overcoming, who know the dangers, who understand the risks. Hey, it's funny on social media, but you know what? I don't want to see drunk Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to see drunk J.R. Smith. I don't want to see drunk Travis Kelce, Jalen Watson. I don't want to see drunk Klay Thompson running over anybody. I don't want to see tequila Tom Brady. Because some people don't know better. Some people think, well, if Tom Brady does it, I could do it too. And I'll be okay. And that's not how it works. Drinking, driving, alcoholism is dangerous. I hate to sound like a stupid PSA, but be careful what you drink, be careful when you drive, and please don't do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to thank you for the sports entertainment that you provide for all of us who call your show and listen to your radio show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yes, the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, before we went to break, we were talking about, unfortunately, a situation going on with Brandon Miller of Alabama. And I had a caller hit me up. I don't remember where he's from. Maybe Alabama, maybe not. And he had a little too much to drink. I'm like, man, what the hell you been doing? He's like, I was at my nephew's baseball game. Were you drinking? Yeah. Okay, sure. You sound like you had too much to drink, and thank God he was sitting in his driveway. And it reminded me of last week with the Kansas City Chiefs. They were drinking. Congratulations. They won a championship, and they want to celebrate. Knock yourself out. Go have a drink. Go have a two drink. Go have three. Go have four. Do it responsibly. Have a drink and go to bed. Don't get behind the wheel, man. And they were actually fans in Kansas City. There were individuals who wrote letters to the Kansas City Star, the local newspaper. Yeah, the newspaper still exists. And they basically said it was an embarrassment how much some of our players were drinking. It was an embarrassment how much some of them glorified drinking. Jalen Watson, cornerback. This man had a whole video on social media drinking just straight out the bottle of Hennessy. And then he also posted a photo of him being wheelchaired out of I don't know what. I'm sure they had to pump him full of a Gatorade and whatever the hell you need to give somebody who's drunk and put him on his way. And everybody's joking about it on social media. We saw drunk Tom Brady almost lose the Vince Lombardi trophy. We saw shirtless J.R. Smith walking down just I don't know what with no clothes on. We saw Klay Thompson truck a woman. It's a little too far. for all the championship parades that I can ever remember in life, I don't remember these dudes being wasted. I don't remember these dudes just standing up at the dais on the stage, just talking all willy-nilly and dropping profanities. And look, I'm not a prude. I'm a jerk myself. A nice one. But it's going a little too far with the drinking at these parades. It's like the NFL, the MLB, Major League Baseball, NFL. Somebody is waiting for an accident to happen before they go, hey, guys, we almost lost the trophy. Maybe we should tell the teams to relax on the booze. Hey, guys, one of our NFL players had to be kind of wheelchaired out of a hospital. Maybe we should relax. Hey, guys, a 6'7" guy just ran over a 5-foot-tall woman. She almost hit her head on the curb. Maybe we should relax. There ain't nothing wrong with drinking. Nothing. Do it responsibly. It drove me nuts as well. I could not believe it. Marshawn Lynch, who does a lot of amazing things in Oakland, where he's from, in the Bay Area, I admire it. It's admirable what he does. He was on the I Am Athlete podcast. And a few months ago, last year, I'm sure you saw the video, Marshawn Lynch was approached by the police. He was arrested. It was early in the morning out in Vegas. He had had too much to drink. He was under the influence of something the night before. This man wore the tires. He wore the tires off of his rims. His rims. He was driving on his rims. He had to pull over. It's amazing that he was able to drive the car. They pulled over. He was basically incapacitated. Marshawn Lynch might as well have been asleep. He was basically asleep when they approached him. But then on an episode, in a clip that I saw yesterday with Brandon Marshall, Marshawn Lynch had the gall to sit around and talk about how he just mixes Patron and Hennessy. This is the same guy who could have killed somebody in his vehicle. Listen to this nonsense.
All of us right now, we all got our, you feel me though? You don't blow, you rather took the CBD type shit. But I want some dope.
Or mid.
You feel me? I want some dope. You feel what I'm saying? I want some dope. And then I want, you feel me though? My patrinacy or something though, but at the end of the day. Yeah, but at the end of the day, we all don't.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why you do that?
I don't even want to say the word.
Money don't even.
Hey man,
I don't even want to say something like that though.
What is
he
it?
Mixing all kind of liquor. That sound like Patron.
Just the Patron and Hennessy.
That don't mix.
That's tequila.
I know you're right. It don't. But it's a tequila. It ain't a white. It's a tequila.
Man. If you want to have patrinacy, do it at home. If you want to have patrinacy, you know, do it when my son or my daughter or my cousin or brother isn't on the road. If you want to have patrinacy, then do it and get in an Uber. Don't talk about no stupid patrinacy when there's a video of you being arrested for being under the influence. That ain't no joke. That ain't no game. That's disgusting to me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do me a favor. Don't have either. Not while driving.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? I agree with you. I like your show because I tend to disagree, but tonight I agree.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's a pretty amazing juxtaposition. Feel free. You know what's terrible? If people agreed with people all the damn time, unfortunately, we have too many folks who just agree and agree and agree and agree. I think it's cool that people disagree. Anyway, we got a lot of callers who have been patiently waiting on the phone lines. I want to go ahead and bring them in. And then, oh my God, well, wow, how about this? Shep, have we finished with every basketball game? All the NBA games are done? They're finished, right? No?
You would be correct. I mean, the Lakers were up almost 30 on the Warriors. But every game is complete, yeah.
Steph Curry, I saw him on the bench. He's just like rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
He's like, what am I doing here? I got to be back in a week. Yeah, the Lakers beat the Warriors 124 to 111. And that's why I said at the beginning of the show, I'm just like, eh. Let me know when we get to the playoffs. This is kind of boring, but we'll get there. 855-212-4CBS. Robert, he is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Robert?
Hello, JR.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can. Certainly. Go ahead. You're live.
Okay. Hey, man, I got into your show 3 years ago, and I want to say I love your show. Doing great. And to go in on that, drunk driving when or the crazy drinking is going to go away. It will go away when you get a phone call one morning and they tell you that your dad was killed in an accident.
Oh, okay.
Why? Because he was drunk.
Oh, damn.
And then you realize that, damn, the last thing I ever told my dad was a lie because I knew he was going to drink if he went out. So I lied to him and said I had something else to do. I thought it was smart. He didn't come home, but he didn't come home because, you know, he killed himself. He rolled his car over going down the hill, coming home.
Damn.
So, you know, that's sad that that's what might take somebody to stop drinking, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Robert.
Very much
I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing that from San Diego. Yeah, it's dangerous. I never get it. People are going 70, 80, 90, sometimes 100 miles per hour on the road. Somebody listening to me right now going fast. Man, you surrounded by metal, man. It get tricky out there. Gets real tricky. Kareem is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Kareem.
JR, what's going on, my brother?
How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Hey, JR, so just want to touch about the Brandon Miller situation with you, man. I've been listening to you. I listen to you every night. But, you know, you're lamenting that, you know, you feel like the university should sit him out, right? But my question to you, JR, is, right, what is this, indefinite? Do you think the guy should not get to play for the remainder of the year? Is it okay if he comes back at the SEC championship? If they make it to the March Madness, Elite Eight, or round.
No.
I'm not trying to sound sarcastic.
I think at minimum, to look at last night's game would have been a minimum. I never insinuated that they should go ahead and suspend him for the entire season, that they should just knock him out for the entire year. It's a simple thing. It's like, hey, man, this just happened. Have a seat. That's it. Because it becomes a distraction. It moves into the space of where we're at right now, where he's at the free throw line and people are chanting to him, lock him up, where we have the discourse now that is being shared here on the radio, where people are obviously passionate about this. He has shown that he's tough. I don't believe that he was out there to just supply a gun to have someone murdered. I would give most human beings the benefit of the doubt in that scenario and situation. I just think at minimum, regardless, he was involved. That's it. He was involved. Whether he knew or what he did not know, that's a lot to stomach. That's a lot to take in. And so I'm not saying, hey, man, go ahead and bench the dude indefinitely. But I think at minimum last night it wasn't necessary that he go out there and play. Daniel is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead,
Daniel. Hey, J.R. Rich. How are you?
I'm excellent. Go ahead, quickly, please.
Oh, man of respect. Guess what? I agree with you, but what you did for me yesterday, I'm a little bit upset, man. You mess up Chicago Bears. That Chicago Bears, is they can never get to Super Bowl for the next 10 years or 20 years. Man, I don't know you don't like Chicago Bears like that. Wow.
What did I say about the Bears? Why?
He says yesterday the Bears, the worst team that they're supposed to make it. Number four, Chicago Bears.
What? The Chicago Bears, I think I'm almost sure I ain't say what you just said. But the Chicago Bears are going to be selected number one in the draft. And
yeah, but,
if they don't figure things out with this young man, Justin Fields, that they may have to suck for the next few years. I think that's very clear. I ain't saying nothing extra. I think everybody knows that.
No, but you said Chicago Bears not going to make it for the next 10 to 20 years.
I know for sure I ain't say that, man. I don't know what you heard. I ain't say that. I know what I know. They've been looking for a quarterback for the past 30 years. That much I know.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you throw? Whoa! Can you throw a football?
Oh yes.
How far can you throw a football? How far?
From the 20-yard line to the other side of 10-yard line.
Okay.
First and goal.
Okay. So why are you not playing for the Chicago Bears then?
Well, because I'm too old for that.
How old are you? Oh, you don't want to share. Okay. It's okay. When I come to the West Loop, what's the temperature today? 30?
Oh, yes.
All right. I'll be out there in a couple of months. Okay, Daniel?
Oh, I got to know when you come so I can come and pick you up.
Well, listen, it ain't going to be no time soon because I ain't going to Chicago while it's 30 degrees. It was 80 degrees here in Atlanta, Daniel. I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling from Chicago. Hey, Shep, what the hell I'm going out there for? It's freezing. What am I going out there for?
You get an argument from me.
It's 80 degrees today. What the hell I'm going?
Right.
Let me know when you come to Chicago. No time soon, bro.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. It'll be summertime. I love Chicago in the summer. Almost set a place that I like to go to, but I don't want to see nobody there. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Who the hell is this? Rich is calling from Chicago. What's up, Rich? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening. The answer to that question that you just raised is, since I'm from Florida and I've been here 23 years, the 4th of July. Don't come before then.
I've been there year round, so I ain't too picky, but I ain't gonna go when it's 30 degrees anywhere, really. But go ahead.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. It doesn't get warm till about the end
of
the year.
Nah, it does. It does. A little wind never hurt nobody. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, look. I was gonna talk about Brandon Miller a little bit, and it reminded me. I think him playing at home is not a problem, I guess, from the sense of the crowd. But you pointed out, he goes on the road. If you remember back in the day, Valvano had a guy at NC State that got in trouble with a pizza delivery guy. And when they went on the road, they were throwing pizza boxes at him in the pregame warm-up. So he's going to get that kind of treatment. And the point I was going to raise, and here in Chicago, you would be charged as an accessory as enabling the person who was the shooter.
But we ain't in Chicago. What a coulda, shoulda.
No, and I understand, but I understand that. The point is, it's going to be handled, obviously, geographically tied to the local laws.
Sure, and, of course.
And I'm sure, I don't know the law in Alabama, but, I mean, they treat it just like marijuana possession.
Well, you know, this is, well, let's slow down. This is what we do know. And this is why I don't want to speculate about what takes place in Chicago versus what takes place in Alabama. As of right now, he has been called to be literally just a witness. And we can go ahead and leave it there. So whether it took place in Chicago, Alabama, Indiana, Idaho, over the sea, under the sea, Little Mermaid, it don't matter. What took place is what took place. And to be honest, I don't think it even matters whether or not this was a home situation where he was yelled at to just get locked up. It don't matter. Sometimes you just got to have ethics. Don't matter where it is or the scenario or the locale. You just got to be a human being. That's not too much to ask for, or I guess it is. Because we got a lot of human beings who treat other humans like complete trash. It's a terrible situation. It really is. Hey, Shub, what do you think about it? It don't matter where it is. Home game, away game, it don't matter.
I would agree with that. I think in any sport, home field or home court advantage plays a significant role. But at the end of the day, you got to play the game and let the rest take care of itself.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
There you go.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Are we in the dog days of sports, Shep, or is it just me?
You know, you asked that question at the beginning of the show, and I just think that. Yeah. I think it's fair because right now there's not a whole lot going on in college basketball. The only dominating headline is something involving Alabama. I just can't quite put my finger on that headline right now. What is that?
This is the dog days of sports.
Yes.
When we have the XFL. Like, come on. That's pretty obvious. It is. I answered my own question. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're gonna talk about a team. What, they just finished playing? Yeah. We're going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. We're going to talk about the NBA. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I'm going to have a good time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.